From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and pistol opened fire at his Texas high school in the United States, killing 9 students and a teacher. Another 10 people were wounded. Paige Curry is a student at Santa Fe High School southeast of Houston where the shooting occurred. She said she was not surprised.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
President Trump reacted to the shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The alleged shooter in Texas is in police custody and has been charged with murder. A series of explosions killed at least 8 civilians and wounded more than 40 others in eastern Afghanistan. Authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group has claimed responsibility. Iraq's Electoral Commission said Saturday that a bloc led by popular Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who fought U.S. troops during the Iraq War, has won the most seats in Iraq's national parliamentary elections. Al-Sadr's Marching Toward Reform alliance with Iraq's communists won 54 seats. The Conquest Alliance earned second place with 47 seats, while the Victory Alliance, headed up by the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, came in third with 42. Al-Sadr did not run for a seat in parliament and cannot become prime minister, but as head of a political alliance, will play a major role in deal-making. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns that the Ebola outbreak in the northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo poses a very high risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There are 25 reported deaths from the outbreak thus far. The WHO reports 14 of the 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. More than 100 people died when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport on a domestic flight in Cuba. Officials say 3 survivors were pulled from the wreckage and they are in critical condition in the hospital. A witness said the jetliner made an abrupt turn before it crashed just after taking off, and then the plane caught fire. Pakistan and India have accused one another of their militaries of launching unprovoked shelling across their disputed Kashmir frontier. Skirmishes that officials said to cause mostly civilian casualties on both sides. Pakistan Foreign Ministry summoned India's top diplomat in Islamabad to protest what it condemned as unprovoked ceasefire violations. Indian military officials accused Pakistan of firing first. The UN Human Rights Council has voted to set up a commission of inquiry to look into a deadly crackdown on protesters in Gaza by Israeli forces. Israel condemned the resolution, and the United States decried it as an example of a bias against Israel by the council. Theodore Allegra represents the U.S. on the Human Rights Council.
The United States is committed to advancing a lasting and comprehensive peace between Israel and the Palestinians. We want nothing more than a peace that offers a brighter future to both Israel and Palestinians. The continued anti-Israeli violence bias of this council does nothing to promote that future.
Israeli troops have been carrying out live fire in Gaza during a Palestinian protest. Protesters are demanding repatriation to Israel. Experts remain concerned about when Hawaii's Kilauea volcano will calm down. More explosions from its summit sent ash and rocks 9,100 meters into the sky. Meanwhile, more explosive eruptions from the summit are anticipated. Experts say the greatest ongoing hazard stems from the lava flows and the hot toxic gases spewing from open fissures. Britain's Prince Harry and American Meghan Markle are now husband and wife, which the world will know as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Huge crowds were gathered in the historic Windsor, as well as well-wishers trying to catch a glimpse of the royal couple. Ceremony was held at the 14th century St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.